Initially, everyone likes a winner. Everyone likes someone who makes things happen. In fact, one day, after he had fed the 5,000 miraculously, they tried to make him king. Jesus took the lunch of a young boy, all that he had, and fed this mass of people. And the crowd figured out what happened. And so the scriptures tell us that they came and they wanted to take Jesus by force and make him king. And yet, we're told he dismissed the crowd. Can you imagine how much fortitude, how much character it would take to dismiss a crowd that wants you to make you king? And yet, this wasn't the first time that he was offered a crown without a cross. As he began his ministry, the scriptures tell us that he went into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And one of the temptations consisted of Satan taking Jesus up to see the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said, "You can have these kingdoms. You can be king over these kingdoms if only you will bow down and worship me." And Jesus again refused to take that crown before it was time and said, "Begone, Satan. The scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God only." And then it continued as he went through his ministry with the disciples who were constantly asking him when he was going to take the crown, when he was going to establish Israel, reestablish it as a world power, a superpower, where they could each have positions of power and influence within his cabinet. And he constantly had to temper their expectations and redirect them. And even in Gethsemane, the temptation existed, where Jesus said, "Take, Father, if it is possible, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus refused to take the crown without the cross. But after the cross, everything was different. As we just heard read, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. So that right now, Jesus Christ rules over the universe from heaven. Though most of the people in this world, the vast majority, don't acknowledge him as king, he is king. And one day he will return to establish his kingdom visibly on this earth. And those who have believed, when he returns, will rejoice and enter into that kingdom under his reign, and those who have rejected him will mourn over their negligence and their rebellion against him. What about you and me? How have we responded to Christ, the King who bore the cross? Did you know that we too are promised crowns? But God's way is for us also to bear our crosses before we obtain the crowns. Scripture tells us that there are crosses for us to obtain in eternity. The crown of life, the crown of righteousness, and the crown of glory, these are obtained for us in eternity, but not before we have borne our crosses. Borne the cross of living a cross-formed life. Borne the cross of becoming more and more like Christ. And maybe in your life, even today, there is a temptation to take a shortcut. There is a crown of some sort awaiting you, and the temptation is, I'm going to take the shortcut so I can grab that crown before I bear the cross required to obtain it. And it is only by the power of God in our lives that we can persevere in bearing the crosses God calls us to carry without taking the shortcut before we receive our crowns. And so on this Easter Sunday, we do celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, who was able to take his crown after the cross, and he calls us to the same kind of living. And even though it is difficult, it is the best way. It is the way that God has called us to become more and more like him, like Christ. No cross, no crown, a carried cross, an eternal crown. May Jesus Christ, who bore the cross so that we could have the crown, continue to enable us to persevere until we die or until he returns. Let us pray together. Lord God, as we come to you today, we are stunned anew of the incredible sacrifice that you made in sending your son. And he suffered the terrible pain of the cross while you suffered in sending him there and enduring all of that and pouring out your own wrath upon your own son so that we might be protected, so that we might have life, so that we might one day receive our crowns. Lord God, will you continue to empower those who are here today who are Christians to carry their cross every day until you call them home, you call us home, or until you return. And for those who don't know you today, Lord God, we pray that you will speak to them deep in their souls even now and call them to yourself. Enable them to respond to what they have heard and to your call upon their lives. Thank you, O God. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for enduring the cross. And we pray this in your powerful name. Amen.